And welcome to the EY UK and Ireland Workforce Matters podcast, where our specialists cover a range of issues surrounding talent, HR and mobility. Today we're joined by Nino DeVito, who is a partner in our People Advisory Services practice. Nino has a mobility background and now leads our Innovation, Technology and Transformation team. Welcome, Nino.
Thank you.
So, Nino, there's a lot of focus today on improving employee experience. We're hearing about that all the time. But how does this translate to the mobile workforce?
So, Laura, that's a great question, because the employee experience is a hot topic in the market now. But when people are talking about it and our clients are asking about it, and we're engaging with clients and helping them improve employee experience, the 99% of the time being spent on that topic is in relation to domestic employees. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the mobile workforce, it's just domestic employees, but then taken to another level in terms of complexity.
Yeah, loads to think about. So I guess, what ways is it more complex? What are the things that they need to think about?
Yeah, that's a good question. So if you think of mobile employees, they are domestic employees. And I'm using the word employee as a generic term, even though there are more complexity is added when you're talking about gig workers and short-term business travelers and different types of workers. But we'll use employees for this purpose. And you think of people moving, employees for an organization moving from country A to country B, short-term, mm-hmm. long-term, what have you. And they have three principal challenges that they're faced with as a result of being mobile. And number one is they need to understand what the implications are of this mm-hmm. move and what they're doing and what they're being asked to do, what the implications are for them, what the implications are for their families. Mm-hmm. They need to comply with a lot of new rules and laws in home country, host country, and they need to manage a lot of different aspects of this assignment, again, whether it's short-term or long-term, and it ranges from relocation to immigration to tax to Social Security. There are a whole range of topics mm-hmm. and a whole range of different specialists that this poor mobile employee has to deal with and manage as part of an assignment.
Yeah, it's like knowing where to go. So there's a lot to think about, which sounds really hard on the employees. So what are employers doing to respond?
Well, I think employers are really engaging around this topic, and it's the topic of employee experience is not a new one, and even assignee experience is not a new one, and things have been done in the past, and focus has been brought to this area in the past. The difference now is the complexity has increased, mm-hmm. and there's the technology available to us to help solve some of the problems and challenges has really advanced over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So we are helping clients in a number of ways in improving the assignee experience. And the three ways that kind of come to mind where we're helping clients most include the user-centric design, and I'll talk about these in a little bit more detail in a second, but user-centric design in as much as an approach that we're taking with looking at assignee experience. Process elimination, we've been talking about process improvement and process transformation for years, but process elimination mm-hmm. Is what we've been doing a lot with clients. And service integration in terms of trying to take something that's quite complex and make it more simple for us, for employees. So if you like, I could just give you kind of
yes,
30-second version of each one of those in terms of the kinds
great.
Of things that we're doing. So user-centric design, it's really looking at, again, if you come back to the area of, one example is employees, assignees needing to understand the implications of an assignment, understanding what do they need to know before they accept an assignment. Because they will often have choice in the matter before they move, after they move. Mm-hmm. So the different stages, and what we've done is take technology to that problem. And again, if you go back just even a few years, we will have done briefings with assignees, and they would have met with us and covered off the whole gamut of this is what's going to happen to you, this is how it's the financial impact, the relocation, what you need to keep track of, records you need to keep track of, and everything before you go. Here's what you need to do in the host country when once you arrive there. Just too much for an assignee to take on board. So we've taken some technology to that problem. We've really stripped down the what they need to know and put it into bite-sized chunks made available via an app, offline, artificial intelligence enabled, where it's personalized for that particular assignee going from country A to country B, the type of assignment it is. So they get the right information in bite-sized chunks on demand when they want to access it and consume it, but it's fed to them in the right point in the assignment life cycle so that they're not given too much, they're not overloaded. It's there for them to go look at and remind themselves if they've forgotten something that's gone on, and designed in a way where it's simple, easy for them to understand, easy kind of layman's terms, common language, so that that it doesn't put people off and they could access it, it's easy for them. Mm-hmm. So the whole kind of focus on what is the user, it's technology kind of led approach where what does the user need out of this, how it's going to help them, and making it really digestible for them. So user-centered design is a big area that we're working with clients on to take different steps in the process to make it easier. Process elimination, the good example there is just looking at ways to carve out big chunks of process that burden the assignees and take it away from them, and that kind of really manifests itself in the compliance area, where we have been very successful in getting assignees out of the tax return process altogether. You know, we've over years we've been tinkering around how do you get them out of the data gathering process so we don't ask them for too much data, or asking them for data twice by getting it directly from employers, what have you. But now, you know, we're at the point where we're looking at getting them out of the compliance process altogether, maybe because we've gotten the payroll right in the countries where they're going, and getting them out of the system so they're not burdened with an entire tax compliance process so they don't have to deal with it at all because the company's dealing with it. So that's another area. And then service integration is the third area where we're working with clients to really bring all of these aspects that I mentioned before of tax, social security, relocation, all of that, immigration, all under one roof, all with a single point of contact for the assignee, so they're dealing with one person, not five different people, and all managed with cloud-based technology in terms of giving easy access to understand what's going on at any given point in time for the assignees, but just one person that really understands their case and could deal with all the different complexities for them. So those are the three different areas where if you take those three all together, you are really making a transformational impact on the assignee experience.
Yeah, it sounds so great and makes things much more manageable, but it also sounds expensive.
You know, that would be the kind of misconception in it in terms of people. If you think of those three different examples, and maybe that's why we're getting so much good traction in those three areas with clients, is each one of those, whether it's the area of using tech to user-centric design, using technology to deliver briefings and things like that, and to help in the understanding part of the process, that kind of pays for itself. You know, there's a setup time of getting that tech set up. But then it's reducing human time. It's delivering things in a way that the assignees want because it's on demand. It's bite size. It's personalized, but less human time. So there's there's a reduction of cost in that. You take the process elimination, and that speaks for itself. It's like we're getting rid of tax return compliance process altogether. So in terms of the time and effort and energy going in, paying service providers, time out of people's diaries, that all goes away. And same thing for the service integration. What we find in that area is that we're finding savings, in fact, from taking all of the end-to-end process and managing it holistically, that we're getting rid of duplication of effort, and we're finding opportunities for savings for clients. So it's each one of those areas, in fact, with some good thought around it, ends up being a cost generator as opposed to an expense.
It sounds like it kind of improves the assignee experience and benefits the organization at the same time.
It's kind of it's a win-win for everybody, really.
And that's why it's such a hot topic at the moment as well, then. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really great to hear about what's the latest on assignee experience.
Yeah, super. Thanks for having me.